Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg. I'm convening this meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. It's May 28th, 2020. And I'd like to ask our secretary, Grace, to call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron is Robin Collier.
Present.
Okay. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay. And that was Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
I'm here.
All right. Heather Gray, WRG.
Here.
Good.
Yeah.
Sabrina
yeah.
Jacobs, KPFF.
Here.
Okay. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
All right. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
All right. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Okay. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Not here yet. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
All right. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Here, and I think you skipped over Dwayne Lark.
Oh, I have him. Yeah, but thank you. James Sagerton.
Oh, sorry.
WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
All right. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
All right. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Yes, here.
All right. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. I'm missing Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener, and Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Secretary, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Email said that she may be a little late. I'll call Ralph.
I saw that. Okay, very good. And so we have 20 members present, Mr. Chair. Also, is Lydia Brazone on the call? Not yet, I guess. Anita Sims?
She's not here.
Okay.
Here. Anita is on.
Okay, very good. Anita is our interim CFO, Chief Financial Officer. John Tatum, our parliamentarian, are you here?
I am here.
Good. And all right, Mr. Chair, back to you.
Okay, thank you. We don't have any excused absences, I believe. Is that correct?
Except if you want to consider Vanessa Dixon Briggs's email saying that she was in a meeting since earlier and may be late.
Okay,
the only thing.
Okay, if for some reason Ms. Briggs fails to come to the meeting at all, we could perhaps revisit excusing her. But at this point, let's assume she's going to be there.
Okay.
Next item is timekeepers. Do we have a volunteer for topics, and do we have a volunteer for people?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'll volunteer for topics.
Do we have a volunteer for people? The people volunteer should let us know if somebody, when they reach their 90-second allotted time, they could give like a 10-second warning, and I will usually allow whoever it is to finish whatever their thought is at that point. So it might go 15 seconds or 20 seconds over strict allotted time, but that's kind of the way it's been working. Anybody? Okay. Then.
I'm so sorry, Alex. I can't do it tonight. I know I've done it in the past. I'm multitasking tonight on some other things.
All right. Okay. We'll try to get by without a timekeeper. Then that means it's going to be much more of a responsibility for whoever is speaking to try to limit yourself to the 90 seconds that you're supposed to, use. I'll use my discretion as chair if it seems like someone's way over to let them know. Okay. Next item is the approval of the agenda. We have a draft agenda in front of us, and let me read the items for the benefit of those who may be listening. Approval.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized. I think you skipped over C, excused absences.
We did that?
I popped it.
Yeah.
This is Lydia. I'm on the call.
Okay.
And Vanessa's also on the call.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
So, Chair, just a time check. This is a 5-minute item.
All right, yes. it is indeed. Okay, so agenda approval is a 5-minute item. Then there's a minute approval.
And can somebody put themselves on mute, please? Somebody's doing dishes. Knock it off.
Somebody's doing something, but a little bit noisy in the background. After agenda approval is minutes approval, a 3-minute item. Then there's a motion on grant and loan applications. That's a 7-minute item, followed by a motion on oversight and regarding expense reduction. That's a 13-minute item. Then there's the report from the interim executive director. That's a 15-minute item. And that apparently includes some motion which we can get to when we get to that. Then there's an item on the update on the Pacifica Town Hall meeting, the 5-minute item, followed by an item on committee and task force reports. That's a total of 23 minutes. Then there's a motion to provide a substitute for a motion previously adopted. This has to do with the motion on accurate financial reporting. That's a 20-minute item, followed by a motion on a special rule limiting agenda approval, and that's a 10-minute item. And that's the draft agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda? We need that before we can discuss anything relating to the draft agenda.
So moved. This is Grace.
Okay. We have a second.
I second.
Okay. The floor is open for discussion on the draft agenda. Who would
like a 5-minute item.
Yeah. Who would like to be recognized?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I just think that the officers should consider, and this board should consider, prioritizing, and I sent an email in regards to this, prioritizing our committee reports before these other motions. I know these motions are important. There's other committee reports where most of the heavy lifting is done. Thank you.
I actually agree with you, Lawrence. I do. I've been finding it a little bit annoying that people keep presenting their personal motions, trying to put them in front of committee reports. There are sometimes exceptions if we have something that's really critical and, you know, time sensitive and so on. But basically, I'm in agreement with you on that. Do you actually want to make a motion in that regard, or are you just expressing an opinion?
I believe that I would agree with you as well, Chair, and I would make a motion that we begin in the next draft agenda, not only prioritizing committee reports, but also posting the agenda on KPFTX along with the draft agenda. So that's my motion. And I hope I get support because a lot of the committee work, a lot of the referral and motions are being sent to committees, particular committees. Usually vet them, have a discussion, and then they should be able to be sent back to the committee that referred them before they come back to the floor for a vote, such as the motion on affiliates, for example.
This is Lydia.
Okay, but that's not an item for the agenda. Do you want to add that motion to the agenda? Because we're in agenda approval right now.
Yes, Chair. That's what I would like to do. Add it to the agenda.
Where would you like to put it?
To discuss it while we're approving the agenda, I guess.
Right
after minutes approval. Right after minutes approval.
Okay, you want to put that right after minutes approval? Okay, does that motion have a second?
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Okay, I believe this should be a new business. The member... It would have been polite for the member to have put this forward before the meeting itself. I know it's okay to put agenda items on the agenda, but I would prefer that this be...
Okay.
Can I have a direct response? I did email our Honorable Secretary and the Chair and the PMB in regards to this item. I don't object to putting it on the new business. Just hopefully we get to it.
And Paulina will second this. Lawrence.
Okay, so we don't actually have new business on the agenda. We should actually. How about if we just add new business at the very end, just to make that explicit, and then you could bring that up under that. Would that be agreeable?
That's agreeable to me, but I think we should also make that a permanent feature on the agenda.
I agree with you on that as well, actually.
One other point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Lawrence, if you put a motion on the agenda, can you please put it in writing and email it to me and to the rest of the board?
Yes, Secretary. I'm doing that as we speak. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but since this is an addition to the draft agenda, we do have to vote on it. We'll put an item of new business it's going to be item 11 at this point. Can somebody put that vote as a motion and second it? And I don't think there'll be any opposition. Hello?
So moved.
This is Chris.
It's time for this agenda item, Chair.
Yeah, Lawrence, that's a motion, actually. We just need a second.
I second it. Chris Corey.
Okay, are there any, are there any objections to that, to adding that item to the agenda? Okay, and we...
this is Lydia, to the stack.
Lydia?
Yes, I had a motion that I think I sent, hopefully, successfully, I have still an email hell, went to the PMB, and it is a new motion, and I don't know, did you recommend that that be under my IED report? Because I can't make a motion, it has to be a director, but did you want it placed as part of my IED report? It was about KPFT search committee.
Can I respond to that, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yes, it's in your IED report being moved mm-hmm. by James Sagerton and Grace Aaron. I put it in italics. James Sagerton and Grace Aaron agree to put this motion forward, and then it has your motion.
Yeah, it's on.
Report.
It's included in the agenda already.
I must be looking at the wrong agenda. I'm looking. Anyway, okay. That's fine.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll look for your name. What time did you send it? What time?
I can't tell. I have to look it up.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll just look for a newer version. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so we had one amendment to the agenda that's been approved. And I think we're out of time for this item.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Okay. Seeing no objections, the agenda as amended is approved. The next item is the approval of minutes for May 21st, 2020 open session. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Okay, and then those minutes are approved. And again, they can always, if anybody finds any problems there, you can always correct them later. The next item on the agenda is a motion on grant and loan applications. This is a motion that was suggested by the interim executive director, and it has the support of the board officers. Let me read the motion. In order to provide oversight as well as ensure that there is no duplication of applications for grants and loans, be it resolved that all applications for grants and loans be sent to the IED and board offices prior to submission and may not be acted upon until written permission is granted by the IED. And it says permission by email is fine. That's the motion. The floor is open for discussion. Now, that motion does need a second, I guess. Does somebody want to second it?
Ann Goodman, second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the floor is open for discussion.
Hello, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, do you want to explain the importance of this motion, maybe?
Yes, and I'm trying to, again, let me look at the current agenda, because what needs to be in there is that it, after being, there's an echo in there. Hold on. After being notified in terms of the executive director and the board officers, they still need to wait for a response from us, from any of us, approving that submission. So I don't know if that's part of the motion? Okay.
Yeah, it says loans be Be it resolved that all applications for grants and loans be sent to the IED and board offices prior to submission and may not be acted upon until written permission is granted by the IED.
Oh, great. Okay, terrific. So I still printed out the wrong agenda. Okay. I might as well update you now on what motivated this, if I may.
Sure.
Is that we already know about. Why is this? Maybe this will help. Is that better? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Okay. So you already know about what happened with the PPP loan, and that WBAI had also filed an application in New York with a broker. Okay. So. Since then, the Bank of America is unwilling, well, they've been rejected twice because of that loan. So they've submitted the application, and it was bounced twice because it was already, quote-unquote, funded at WBAI. There has been no funding received. And from the broker said last week the bank finally... canceled it, but we still have to have some kind of a letter, not from credibly the broker, but from the bank, Celtic. So that's one. But now we have two applications that will have been withdrawn because Bank of America would not submit it a third time for obvious reasons. I mean, even if they did, it would probably bounce again. But nevertheless, I did try to persuade them, however. Both Bank of America and also Nick Arena, who's our treasurer at WPFW, who's also a banker, both recommended that I go back to the broker, which I'm not thrilled about. But anyway, go back to the broker that WBAI filed with, since they're the only ones that can pull this cancellation notice from Celtic or would have, hopefully, that kind of leverage, and reapply either add on to the existing loan, but that's probably already been canceled, or reapply. So that's the status of PPP and what happened because of applying with our EIN number for the Pacifica Foundation. So then on Monday, I decided to call regarding the EIDL grant, which was separate. This is the 2.6, I think, million that we had applied for through the California site, the COVID-19 California site, SBA, Small Business Administration. And that's the one that for applying you get $10,000. April 28th, we received that $10,000 in recognition of our application. Tamara and I both were taking turns calling them to see what the status was. And at that time, you know, they don't give you any more information. And, you know, plus we had received the $10,000, so we were going along merrily, kind of, compared to PPP. But I decided I better not risk it. Let me call. And this time they did give me information. Before, they never had information to give. And this time they were able to give details and said that our application number was no longer there because WBAI applied for the EIDL loan as well. This was not through the broker. This, I assume, was on a direct website. I'm not even sure yet, but they never received any money. We did at our national operating account. So then the woman, and I heard her typing as she was reading what she was typing, knocking it up to the next level and explaining that they had actually paid the $10,000 to the based on the correct application, but they had the wrong application number, and that the other application number, the BAI one, was a duplicate by a quote-unquote affiliate is how they interpreted it. And so she felt confident that that the next level would honor the fact that they had already attributed the $10,000 to our $2.6 million. I have no idea how much the other application was for. And so this is just adding salt to the wound. But then she said as soon as they rectify that mix-up, then our loan would go through, especially because they had already acknowledged it by giving the $10,000. So more progress there than I've had with PPP. So all of that is by way of saying that at the beginning of April, when
You can finish this sentence.
That everyone was sending out these emails to apply for this, that, and the other, that just sending this barrage of emails, which I received, I don't know, 200 of them, that's not enough. You have to wait for us to say, even though we were announcing it to the GMs repeatedly and to all the business managers, don't apply. But nevertheless, some people might think just by sending that this loan was available that was somehow okay. Well, it's not okay. That's why I added this other part to this recommended motion, which was to say you have to wait until we can say it's okay. I got something else from a grant from New York, again, that I have to follow up tomorrow and call up and make sure it's not a scam because they wanted our bank account number, right? Which is pretty normal right now because of COVID that people aren't sending snail mail checks. But nevertheless, we have to be extra cautious on that end as well. So that's the motivation for this motion. And I am really glad that I did not take people up on their offers for us to apply to multiple banks at the same time. We would have had to cancel each one and wait for each one to for the cancellation for each one to appear magically somewhere in order to apply and move forward. So at least the advice I got from bankers back then was correct about that.
Okay.
Dwayne Lark.
Thank you. Okay, we need to vote on this now. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, seeing no objections, the motion is adopted. The next item on the agenda is another special motion suggested by the interim executive director and has the support of the board officers. And let me read that one. Whereas it may be necessary to reduce expenses, including employee expenses, and whereas the foundation can be negatively affected by complications arising from expense cuts that may lead to union disputes, legal repercussions, or other negative consequences, be it resolved that prior to any expense cuts being made, that all expense cuts not involving staff of over $10,000 and all reductions in personnel, such as furloughs, layoffs, discharges, reductions in employee hours or benefits, or reductions in pay, be reviewed by the IED and board officers.
I have a question.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. Time set for 13 minutes.
This is a 13-minute item. I'd like to allow
wording like to only.
Executive Director to explain this one, and then I'll take us back. Okay, Lydia?
Well, just because we have seen anticipated shortfalls during this time, we have barely made it at some of the units in terms of our payroll. I have been amazed at how resourceful everybody is being, but some of that is moving their station payments around so that they can make both payroll and the health benefits and so on and so forth. And I know I've had at least one general manager who wants to come up with a contingency plan for some staff modification. And, of course, that all calls into play. I normally I have received such messages when it's kind of after the fact, whereas what we need to do is obviously look at the union contract, and we do have a union attorney, a labor attorney, excuse me, and that has been working on the labor contract renewals and so forth, but this is a different task for him. And so we want to make sure that it's embedded within that context, that accounting is included when we need to be because of benefits, that there's, you know, a relationship with the employee as well, because sometimes there are ways to accommodate. Anyway, the variables, should that be necessary, are kind of endless, and they're not always looked at through the lens that those of us on the national board should be privy to. And, of course, the report for this, maybe that's what's lacking, has to come back, you know, we have to report it back to the national board. The management team is not an executive committee, as we know. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Lyndon for the SAC.
Okay. I think I heard Jan before all this started, and Lyndon. Okay. Jan, did you have a question, or did you want to make a comment?
Yes. I think that there's a paragraph here. The paragraph here that be it resolved that prior to any expense cuts being made, et cetera, that it needs some punctuation to make more sense, because I was totally misunderstanding it. So I'm gonna attempt to do that, and I'll send it to everybody, and we can bring it up later. Okay.
Okay.
It looks like if anything involving staff over 10,000, you don't have to discuss, but under 10,000 is okay, and I'm sure that's not what you meant. So I'm just going to work on it a little bit. Thank you.
Okay.
Lyndon?
Yes, I think the $10,000 is too low. I prefer like $20,000. And just what does it mean that it reviewed by the IED and the board officers? That doesn't connote any action or permission needed. It just says reviewed.
May I respond?
Lydia?
Yeah. So anytime something is reviewed, the people doing the reviewing can ask for an action of the, in this case it would be like the board, right, if it needs to come to that. It usually ends with a query to the person submitting it. So usually they submit it for review. This is anything. Submit it for review. Whoever is reviewing it, ask questions. It's usually clarified and resolved right there. It's further action is taken. It would have to, by necessity, be taken either within the existing purview of the executive director or by the full board if necessary. So in other words, if it, let's say you're moving someone from who's a part-time employee, but you're changing their job position. Okay, so then they go to the union, and the union says, okay, that's fine. And, you know, the officers and the IED review it, and they say, okay, everybody's written off on it. It didn't change anything relative to salary or anything else. That was a, you know, a lateral move that didn't affect anything, then that's okay, which doesn't mean we don't report it to the board afterward. As opposed to, let's say, oh my goodness, I have to eliminate most of a whole department or something. And, you know, we review it by contract, we have a discussion with the attorneys, something that is time consuming and would not be appropriate during a full board meeting to get down to the nitty-gritty of what the contract is or what the union is saying once our attorney meets with them. What we are saying, we'd have to pay out in the benefits for terminating X number of employees, which ones have seniority. All of those aspects have to be taken into consideration. That could be worked out by this team, reviewed, and then as the circumstances warrant, you refer to the full PMB or not as in the other case where it's lateral and it's a sum zero action?
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Okay. Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So the only thing I don't see in this motion is that, if, for instance, in the last paragraph where it says be resolved that prior to any expense cuts being made, that are expense cuts not involving staff of over $10,000 and all reductions in personnel, such as furloughs, layoffs, discharges, reductions in employee hours or benefits or reductions in pay be reviewed by the IED and board officers. I don't see that that's, it seems like it, the glaring point to me that according to this, I'm not saying that that's your intent, the officers and the IED's intent, but it doesn't say that it will come to the board for approval. So I would like to insert that.
May I respond?
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So as I said, in the examples that I laid out, where it was that part-time employee, it's a lateral move, there's no difference in money or anything else, just the title of the person and their duties, and no objection from the person, from the employee or the union, then that's something we could report at the next board meeting. Right, so that wouldn't necessarily need approval. If you're going to do away with a whole department or something, you know, significant, then it would. I mean, these things kind of vary. All of it needs to be reported to the PMB. So let's say it's something that involves two employees, and the committee and the officers and the IED who has authority over the general managers and what they do. So that's already a check on whatever the general manager may embark on. We report to the PMB, and the PMB said, wait a minute, we wouldn't have done that. Then you can reconsider that motion, presumably. But all that, I don't know if that all that has to be spelled out. As the bylaws describe the job of the ED and the job of the general manager and so forth, that's already legally covered. But we are just want to add an extra layer of review there. If the PMB wants to add an extra layer for every single move, that's up to the PMB. I can't speak to the $10,000 in that portion. That was not my recommendation, but I don't object to it. There are instances where that should be subject to review as well.
Where did the $10,000 come from?
The rest of the committee, because I had to leave the meeting early, the management team meeting early, but I don't object to it when they sent it today in the agenda.
Okay, Lawrence, does that answer
maybe,
your question?
So what
yeah,
I was going to say, maybe Grace can speak to the 10,000 thing. And
I would still feel comfortable that at least somewhere there it says that the board will be consulted before the fact, not after the fact.
Okay. That should be an amendment.
Feel free to offer an amendment to the wording of the motion.
Okay, I'll write it up. It's real simple, and you can attach it to the end of the last paragraph.
Okay.
Okay.
Dan Goodman.
Point of order, Robin. The motion hasn't been moved and seconded yet.
I second the motion as amended, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Well, it hasn't been amended yet, but okay, you're seconding the motion. That's fine. I think Robin was correct. I think we forgot to ask for a second on that one.
Or there was no motion made. Lydia.
Yeah, the motion is in the text.
But who moved the motion? Who moved the motion?
The motion came from the board officers. each of the board officers is a supporter of the motion. You could, for the record, you could put me down as making the motion. Okay.
Linden for the stack.
Let's see if anybody else who hasn't spoken yet wants to get
that. Jan Goodman, I said I would come back after I sent this.
Okay, Jan.
Okay,
I just resent this, and I'm just making it a motion to just clarify what that means, and I just sent it to everyone. But be it resolved that prior to any expense cuts being made, that all expense cuts of over $10,000 and all reductions in staff or personnel, such as furloughs, layoffs, discharges, reductions in employee hours or benefits or reductions in pay, be reviewed by the IED and board officers. And I just, you know, there was a thing, the way it was put before, it was confusing sticking the personnel in between the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm hoping to just make it just clear. I've sent that to everyone, including Lydia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can accept that. It's not a substantive amendment of any sort. It's simply clarifying the amendment.
Yes.
I think we could just accept that as is.
And if Lydia says that it is what she means, that it could just substitute that paragraph. It doesn't change the meaning, I don't think, at all.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, sir. Because I didn't, like I said. Okay.
Okay. So we'll go with your improved wording of the motion. Let me just ask Mr. Tatum if that's okay. I don't want to be on untrodden grounds here. Mr. Tatum, is that
that's time for the item, Chair.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay to perfect the wording. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So we have we're out of time on this item. Unless somebody wants to extend time. If not, then we have to vote on Lawrence's amendment and then vote on the motion as a whole. Does anybody want to be recognized to extend time?
This is Lyndon. I'd like to extend time for 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay. Does that have a second?
This is Lawrence, our second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending time, 5 minutes for this item? Okay. Seeing no objections, I have 5 minutes. Lyndon, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes. I would like to make a motion that the $10,000 limit be stricken and replaced with a $20,000 limit.
Okay, does that have a second?
Okay. I'll second it, Jen.
Excuse me? Are you saying it, Jen?
Yeah, I'm seconding it for $20,000.
$20,000 instead of 10.
Yeah, they change from one kind of power company to another power company.
Nancy, with a question, request for information.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair. This is Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Nancy has a question. What is the question, Nancy?
Right, I have a question for Lydia. Lydia put in $10,000. I'm wondering if that is a number that might be needed to be monitored for these PPE loans. Where they're very strict on what you can and cannot change in your expenses. And I'm wondering if that $10,000 is tied to making sure we don't mess something up with that so that we get forgiveness on our loans.
Lydia can explain that, but I believe there's a certain amount of flexibility with the PPP loans, but Lydia, maybe you want to explain that?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, anything that we do that is outside of the basis for our request. In other words, if we end up furloughing or terminating or laying off more than 10%, you need to pay it back. So we don't get to keep the money, but that's on the PPP side. In terms of the other things, they keep changing the reporting criteria on some of this stuff. So, I think it was Grace who was the genesis of the 10,000. However, then today I had another situation where I discover we replaced a particular service in lieu of another service, and this falls way beyond the $10,000, and that was done by the previous ED. And this motion would have mitigated that and maybe said, you know, this is a great idea to move to this other service, but first let's come up with the money to pay for it, because otherwise we're going to be simultaneously paying for two services, two expensive services at the same time at stations that can't afford it. So that kind of review is what this motion is intended to do. It doesn't stop anything right away, but it allows for eyes other than the beleaguered, you know, GMs, when they're only thinking about they have to make payroll, they have to do this, they have to do that, and this shiny penny might help me bring in more money here or whatever, that at the end of the day, we're the ones kind of holding the bag. So we have to, it doesn't hurt to have a review. It's anything that we do, like the management team can tell you, I'm emailing them all the time, practically my hourly agenda, because it helps. And in the same way that sending out the CSG thing to the whole board helped, by hearing from other board members beyond the management team of ideas and possible solutions and so forth. So I don't see how that can hurt. So I think 10,000, given our current situation, is reasonable. 2 years ago, 20,000 would have been, but I think right now 10,000 is reasonable.
Chad, this is Lawrence. Do I have the floor now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Okay, so Lydia, you stated earlier that you supported the arbitrary setting, the arbitrary setting of $10,000. Can you briefly inform me, because there's now a motion for 20. What's the rationale, and do you still support that?
Yeah, I still support the 10, because what is it? All it says is you're asking, oh well, why are you doing away with this service? Oh, if the answer is I want to bring in another $10,000 service and it does way more things, right, then everybody would say yes, including the PMB. But if they say, well, I'm going to do away with this $10,000 one, but I want to bring in a new one for $20,000, I'm sorry, you're not even making central services. That may not make sense right now. Why don't you wait 6 months and see how we do? You know, it's like those kinds of decisions that are constantly being made, so...
Chair, we are at time, and I submit my amendment.
Time. We have to come to a vote, and unless there's going to be another motion to extend time, does anybody want to introduce such a motion? I will entertain it.
Can you hear me, Chair? This is Dwayne Lark. I've been asking for recognition.
Dwayne,
I move to extend for 5 minutes and request to be on the stack.
I second.
I second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for another 5 minutes? Okay. You got another 5 minutes. Dwayne, go ahead.
All right, something. First off, the PPP loan is stipulated very clearly that it is to be used payroll. It is to be used for payroll and other limited expenses. Within a 2.5 month period. I think Lydia has reiterated that over a period of time. Secondly, today, Congress passed a new law regarding extending that time and allowing it to go from 20% can be used for other things to 60% that can be used for other things. The problem with that is the Senate has a similar bill sitting, but it hasn't passed it. So the rule today, until that Senate and the President signs the change that Congress made today, the rule is 80-20. So you can use 20% for other than, but it is limited too. And so we're under the old law, even though we ain't got no money. But if the Senate approves what it has, which is consistent with what Congress passed by almost unanimous vote with one no vote, then there will be more flexibility.
Okay, I just want to remind everyone that what's up for discussion right now is the amendment for change from 10,000 to 20,000. Okay, Lyndon, did you want to?
Whether or not we should have that threshold.
Yes. Number one, part of this discussion has been conflating raising our expenses versus cutting our expenses. Now, if somebody wants to cut 10,000 and raise 20, why not just put in, if anybody wants to raise something by, 10,000 or 20,000, have that reviewed. But making a cut of a mere $10,000 for a group that owes millions or 5 million or whatever the total is, I think is overdoing it. Now, when I was treasurer just last year at KPSC, I got a cut of to cut our ISDN line. That was $16,600. And that wasn't, it didn't take an act of Congress or an act of PNB board to do something that minor.
Okay. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
I'd like to come back, Dwayne Larkin.
Can people please mute themselves? There's a lot of background noise.
Dwayne Larkin requests to be back on the stack.
Hello?
Yeah, Ralph, did you want to be on the stack?
No, I'm just saying I'm being blocked on the other line.
You're being what?
He's on the line. He wants to be acknowledged.
Okay.
You're
okay now, Ralph. I'll pass you in. Okay.
Yeah,
we're welcome to the meeting. Okay.
Gotcha.
Lyndon.
To be recognized.
Okay. Dwayne, go ahead. You want to be recognized.
Okay. Back on this point of $10,000, it is significant. Whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, the significance is if a unit fire someone, lay off someone, it affects the repayment forgiveness of this PPP loan that we've been talking about. So it is critical that the body knows what is going on with the unit as it relates to whether it's a $1,000 salary, as it relates to personnel. Now, purchasing stuff and all of that, maybe not. But as it relates to the PPP loans and what they're supposed to be used for, and even if it's not used, say, for instance, if you lay somebody off and had nothing to do with the PPP loan, it's going to affect your forgiveness. So we need to be very careful what the managers are doing in the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? Okay, then let's go to a vote on this. This is the amendment to change the $10,000 stipulation that brings any cuts for an automatic review by the IED and the board officers and make that a 20,000.
This is Lawrence. I have a question.
What is your question, Lawrence?
I submitted my amendment to be inserted in the last paragraph at the board offices. Are we going to vote on that too, or was that accepted?
We're going to have to vote on that as well, but we're going to have to take a vote on this one first. Because this one,
okay.
this was introduced after your amendment, so we go back. Go in reverse. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So is everybody clear what we're voting on?
Question from Robin.
Robin?
This is for expense cuts, is that correct? Not
That's
for
correct.
The staff. I mean, the way that it was reworded, it only refers to expense cuts, not to the staff or personnel. All reductions in staff or personnel have to be reviewed, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Can we, Madam Secretary, can we take a roll call on this?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Let me just clarify, if you're voting yes.
Right. On 20,000.
You want to substitute 20,000 for 10,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman? Okay, we'll come back to Jan. Heather Gray? Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Ross
Pass.
Pointer?
No.
Okay. All right. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Sorry, no. No.
All right. James Fullerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
All right. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. Going back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you passed?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Actually, before.
Heather Gray, are you muted?
No, you can't hear me?
Now we can. How do you vote, Heather?
I voted no in the past when you went before. Sorry. You heard,
okay.
I didn't
hear you. All right. Ron Pinchback, you passed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. And I'm going to count up now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 noes. We have 1, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? It's 7 yes, 12 no, 2 abstentions.
Yeah, I'll vote no.
Okay. So the final vote, this amendment fails. The final vote is 7 yes, 13 no, 2 abstentions.